This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a renewal of deadly violence in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul. About a dozen people were killed during a midday attack on the Communications Ministry building today, ending a period of relative calm in the city. The Interior Ministry said the nearly five-hour assault had ended with all the suicide bombers dead. It began when a bomber blew himself up at the entrance to the building, enabling other attackers to enter the heavily guarded government complex in central Kabul. Police evacuated about 2,800 employees and sealed off the area around the building as at least three attackers battled Afghan security forces. Pakistan charges that militants operating out of what it calls terrorist camps in Iran are behind this week's brutal slayings of 14 security personnel in a remote southwestern Pakistani region. Islamabad says it has shared credible evidence with Tehran so action can be taken against the perpetrators. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is expected to talk about this with Iranian leaders during his first official visit to Iran, which begins on Sunday. Police in Northern Ireland are questioning a pair of teenagers in the shooting death of investigative journalist Lara McKee during rioting in Londonderry on Thursday. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has a report.
The men aged 18 and 19 were detained under anti-terrorism legislation and taken to Belfast for questioning, the Police Service of Northern Ireland said. The men haven't been identified or charged. Lara McKee, 29 years old, a rising star of investigative journalism, was shot and killed, probably by a stray bullet aimed at police, during rioting Thursday night. Police said the new IRA descendant group was most likely responsible and called it a terrorist act. Sarah Shackley, London.
For more news, you can go to voanews.com online or use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, with the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee having issued a subpoena for special counsel Robert Mueller's full unredacted report, differences among Democrats over what to do next are becoming more stark. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
While the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees continue their investigations, Democrats in the House are still focused on our work to deliver for the people.
In the Democrats' weekly address, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell immediately turned the focus to her party's legislative agenda, issues such as health care and rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. But at a campaign appearance Saturday in Keene, New Hampshire, Senator Elizabeth Warren made her sentiments plain.
I have called on the House to initiate impeachment proceedings.
Warren says she understands many Democrats feel impeachment talk just hands President Trump an issue to rile up his base, but she says a vital principle is at stake.
Is there going to be some accountability here?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump is lashing out at current and former aides who cooperated with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and who helped paint the deeply unflattering picture of Mr. Trump and the White House. In a series of angry tweets from Palm Beach, Florida, Mr. Trump laced into those who, under oath, had shared with Mueller their accounts of how the president tried several times to end or influence the investigation, and who portrayed the White House as infected by a culture of lies, deceit, and deception. The Trump attacks were a dramatic departure from the upbeat public face the White House had initially put on the Mueller report, when the president celebrated the findings as full exoneration, and his senior counselor, Kellyanne Conway, called it the best day for Trump's team since his election. The United Nations Children's Fund says hundreds of thousands of children affected by Cyclone Idai in southern Africa need urgent help. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports the situation for hundreds of thousands of children caught up in this monumental storm is particularly dire. It says many do not have adequate shelter and are in urgent need of food and safe drinking water. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillerac says children are particularly susceptible to infectious diseases.
Without safe and effective water sanitation and hygiene services, children are at high risk of preventable disease, including diarrhea, typhoid, and cholera, and also increasingly vulnerable to malnutrition.
That report was filed by Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. The World Health Organization says a doctor fighting an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been killed in an attack on an Eastern Congo hospital. Richard Muskoko from Cameroon died when local militia gunmen attacked the hospital in the city of Butembo, one of the epicenters of the outbreak. The violence is the latest in a series of assaults on Ebola treatment centers in the DRC. Gene Randall, VOA News.